This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A wave of COVID-19 lockdowns and curbs has stirred resistance across Europe. The United Kingdom, which has the highest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day. And scientists have warned the, quote, worst case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended a second lockdown in England from critics who said it was either unnecessary or too late, arguing now was the time to prevent a, quote, medical and moral disaster, end quote. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said now was the time for world leaders to act. He said, quote, this is another critical moment for action, end quote. Tedros was addressing a WHO news briefing in Geneva from self-isolation after announcing on Twitter that he had been in contact with a person infected with COVID-19. Small shopkeepers in France have complained about being forced to close while supermarkets are allowed to sell non-essential goods. The virus has infected nearly 47 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths. More than 3.6 million Slovaks, two-thirds of the population, took part in a widely watched nationwide coronavirus testing program over the weekend, the prime minister said Monday. The plan to test the bulk of a country in 2 days is being studied by other nations looking for ways to slow the virus and avoid overwhelming their health systems. Britain is continuing to work hard to bridge gaps with the European Union in pursuit of a trade deal, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman said Monday. The spokesman said, quote, we are continuing to work hard throughout this intensive period of talks to seek to bridge the significant gaps that will remain between our positions in the most difficult areas.